So I welcome you on the second day of this open source presentations. I am Pavel Machek from Zuse Labs Czech Republic, and I will talk about suspend and resume subcode on Linux. So the first entry is suspend to RAM. This is actually the newest one. We only got this working like 3 years ago or something. We have enough kernel support that it works on most machines, but it's harder to get to work than this. The big problem there is a video chip, video support, because the hardware manufacturers just couldn't agree on what's the right way to reinitialize the video on resume from suspend to RAM. We have developed some very ugly hacks, like try to kick your BIOS, try to run the BIOS on the emulator, do not run BIOS at all and hope for the best, and so on and so on. We have a site, suspend.sourceforge.net, that actually tries to collect those hacks in one easy to use binary, and it works on 95% of machines, I'd say. But you need to try like 10 different parameters and then it usually works. It actually contains a wide list of pointers, so if it looks, what is your machine, looks into the table or is ThinkPad, we have to use this data trick. So how do you use it? You just run suspend to run binary. If it doesn't work, we have a nice website. Stefan will show you later. The big problem is the desktops. Fortunately, no one seems to be wanting to suspend their desktop that much because we can't use the whitelist thing there. Because the desktop can replace the graphics card and so on. Well, someone needs to work on that. We are searching for volunteers, basically. So, brief history. A long time ago, in 2-4 days, Gábor Kuty developed original version of suspend. It didn't work much at that point because the drivers were buggy and the code was not like bugless too. At that time, Nigel Cunningham started working on his suspend 2, and I was busy fixing those patches from Gábor. So they actually started behaving. We got it working quite fast, and I believe we got like most of the like serious bugs took 1 or 2 years fixed, and now it seems to quite work. And then there was the big flame war because the suspend tool actually is very nice, it includes all the features people want. Unfortunately, it's also way too much code, and people wanted all those features. So I was trying to find a way outside, because people wanted features, but it wasn't possible to manage 10,000 lines of code into the kernel. So I developed very, very ugly patches that allowed to put the suspend logic into the user line. They were really ugly. Fortunately, Rafael Vysotsky did a work to make them from very, very ugly patches to quite nice patches with reasonable user interface. And it was merged in 2.6.17, and now it tends to work. We use it in OpenSUSE. It's not as mature as the Incognel's SVSUS, but it tends to look okay. And it has all the features, like I showed you. So original SVSUS is still available today, and if something is broken, this is probably the easiest thing to get to work. It can use a partition, which is nice because you don't need to reformat the drive. It's still faster than BIOS because we don't save all the memory, we save just the used parts. It supports all the stuff you want, like SMP, Hyman. It supports quite a lot of architectures. More than one distro supported. Well, it's still possible to shoot yourself into the food and museum data, so be sure to read the documentation. One thing you can't do is to boot machine, suspend it, then boot Linux second time, do some work, then reboot, then try to resume. If you do that, bye-bye to your data. Now, there's Niger Suspend 2. Fortunately, the work, I hope it's slowing down and people are realizing that they should switch to user space implementation. It has all the features possible. It can do compression, it can do encryption, it can save up to 100% of memory in common case, but he can't guarantee it, so it's... It's not too different design from SVSUS, but he had some better hacks to save all the caches optionally. He actually can save like 70% of memory now, because Rafael did some tricks too, but the hardware is 50% of kernel memory. If more than 50% of memory is used by kernel, not as bad at all. Fortunately, this doesn't happen on machines bigger than about 16 megs of RAM. It's not really an issue. It can suspend to regular file and zip file. It has bootsplash integration. Actually, I think it has more than one implementation of bootsplash. But unfortunately, it's too complex and does user interface in kernel and several other modules. And apparently, Nigel is now busy with something else, so the flame wall seems to be spaced more distant from each other. Now, US Usenet software suspend is the next version as I see it. It's already used in suspend in 10.2. It has all the features you can imagine, but it does that in user space when they are out of sight. We actually have some quite advanced encryption where we used RSA, so you have only to enter your passphrase during the resume, not during the suspend. We have the abort binary key, bootsplash support, and so on. You could do some tricks, like it's probably possible to do suspend over network with minimum pain. Not that I would like to implement it, but you could do crazy stuff with Usenet Super Suspend. Suspend to both is a trick enabled by Usenet Suspend. It means that you suspend to disk and then you suspend to memory. And if you happen to resume from memory, it's okay. But if your battery runs dry and your memory loses its state, you just resume the image from the disk. ThinkPads could do this forever, it's just called ReadySafe or something. There are some disadvantages to this. One of them is that it's like quite a nice thing to do to your battery, because running the battery completely dry like this is not a nice thing to rely on. People are asking me for the additional things, like some people apparently want to suspend to memory, then wait for battery to go low, then resume and suspend to disk. I actually don't think that's quite so cool idea, because if you do this and then put your laptop into the plane, it may try to resume and suspend to disk when the plane is starting or something. I feel that it might have damaged the disk. There was one similar scheme, something like sleep for half an hour then wake up. And the advantage of this is that you don't have your battery dry at the end, so you can still use your machine. Well, that's everything from me, so I...
You do the demo at last.
Yes, okay. So this is Stefan Seyfried from Sussex-Nürnberg. What is the book? This is what you wanted?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Does it work? Yes. Okay. Hello, I'm Stefan Seifert from SUSE Nürnberg, and I will talk a little bit about how all this stuff is integrated into OpenSUSE 10.2. I won't bore you with many slides, because the easiest way to find the documentation is to go to the OpenSUSE wiki, where it's always somewhat up to date. I try to update it every day, and this is also more or less the official documentation for Suspend2RAM, is the S2RAM page, where you can find everything you need to know how to get my machine working, how to get it into this whitelist so that it works out of the box the next time. And I'm quite confident that the documentation there is complete. If it isn't, drop me a line, then we will try to get it as complete as possible. These are the command line options. There's not much to talk about them. Those just invoke the actual workarounds and that you need to get your video card back to life. We'll show it later how it actually works. So the question, how to get it integrated into the OpenSUSE configuration once you find out what are the workarounds you need, you have to enter it into the framework. Some of you will know the PowerSafe daemon that was in use up to OpenSUSE 10.1 or SUSE 10.1. We switched to the PMUtils framework for 10.2 because this is what's going to be the common interface for power management, hopefully, in the future. It's right now used, as far as I know, by Debian. There are Debian packages for it. It's used by Fedora, and we are also switched to it so that we have a common infrastructure. It's again, hopefully, well documented on the wiki, where you get the latest information. There are some variables, and the interesting one for Suspend2RAM is the S2RAM opts, where you just enter the workarounds that you found for your machine. So you just enter, for example, on a yet unknown ThinkPad. Usually ThinkPads need the -83 switch, so you enter S2RAM opts -F for force, so S2RAM knows it has to force the suspend, although the machine is not known, and the A3 for the actual workaround. If you do this, then the system will use this option to suspend, and it will hopefully just work. And that's what we will show now, I hope. So we have to switch the machine. And we don't have to see something. So I'll show it from the text console right now, because unfortunately the setup that if I set up X to put out output to both outputs, we won't see anything once it switches back to the console. So we will do it from the console. PMUtils for debugging can be easily called by just calling either PM suspend. I'll show you the configuration part first. So that's where I have put in the parameters for this machine, so that it's actually different from what is in the whitelist. The machine is in the whitelist, of course, because it's mine, but we put some extra options there that it actually does something. And to test it, it's often easiest to just call PM suspend for Suspend2RAM or PM hibernate as root from the command line. Doing this will hopefully work. Yeah. Okay, there's some output from the user space, from the kernel, no longer because Linux killed it, and now the machine suspended. Now comes the interesting part, because suspend is easy, resume is much more interesting. And great. So as you see, this is the OpenSUSE factory kernel. It does quite some noise still. There's something to do for us. These are the output from the kernel is redirected to console 63. So there you can see there's obviously something is still not 100% correct with the OHC I 1394 driver, but there's nothing to worry about. The machine is working. we can actually the disk is still doing so. This was fast. Okay, but it's still working. If it did not work, it's interesting. There is a log file. Of course, now it did work, but it's bad to show. But there is a log file in var log pm suspended log, where you can see there's some information. We log what modules were used, because it's often important for debugging to see if somebody sends us a bug report and we see, okay, there's the NVIDIA module loaded or there's the FGLRX module loaded, just to name two randomly chosen, apparently very, very popular modules that are known to have some problem with suspend. Then we can say, okay, please try without those and come again if it still doesn't work. The module list, there are running some hooks that are doing workarounds, stopping network services and stuff. These are listed here, so the log file is a little bit verbose, but you shouldn't have to worry. Usually you don't have to see it, and if you have a problem, rather log a little bit more than a little bit less. Here it resumes, runs all the hooks in a reverse order, and then it's done. So if you have a problem, look in the pm suspend.log, do a bug report. For suspend the disk, I think you would like to show this too.
Yeah.
Just call pm hibernate, if I find the right keys. And it basically does the same, with a little bit more interesting, because there's hopefully something to see. Yeah. It's snapshotting the system, which means it makes a memory image, an atomic copy, and then it writes this to disk, if it's ready. Okay, yeah, it works. Okay, now it writes the disk, and that's one of the new features we have now. Press backspace to abort. If you say, oh my god, this is taking too long to write this 925,000 kilobytes.
That was me.
Yeah, it was too long for Pablo, so he pressed backspace, and you can actually abort suspend now. If you say, or maybe you accidentally hit the people apparently are hitting the suspend button accidentally, so they can now abort if it takes too long. But now, don't do this again. We will show it actually to suspend, because what I want to show, I'm doing a compressed suspend here now, which does really give a big speed up on resume. The compression of the suspend image is done via the LZF algorithm, which should be, according to the documentation, made out at zero cost for the compression, and it's actually almost as fast. We are saving here almost one gigabyte big image. This is a 2 gig box, and it's saving 922,000 kilobytes. So taking 20 seconds to write this is maybe okay. Maybe it's more than 20 seconds. But well, this also isn't the fastest machine. And what you can will see, hopefully, is that the resume is pretty fast with such a big image, because the decompression is even faster than the compression. And this really is pretty cool, because the resume, once we sort out the initRD problems, the resume is pretty fast. Yes, please?
What do you save? The whole memory, the whole RAM? Or the kernel knows what to compress? Who controls this information? What do you compress, actually? Do you compress the driver's information? Like every driver has its own stage, do you compress that? Because you unload all the memory. What actually you compress there?
The used memory basically is saved. There are now also caches are saved. And basically the memory that's used by the machine is saved. If it has run for some days, of course, all memory will be used.
I mean, do you say the DMA blocks of memory?
I don't know what you mean by DMA block of memory, but
the DMA sure zone DMA used by the kernel.
We just say everything that's used memory. Optionally, you can specify the preferred image size when we try to make the image your preferred size, but we basically saved all the memory that is used. We don't save free memory. And we compress everything. The user line can no longer tell what the different data are, so we just compress everything, because the compression should be faster.
It's now, the reading is actually, well, it's faster than the saving. It's actually, it's also, there's some trade-off to make. So we can limit the image size to say, okay, until about 4 weeks ago, until kernel 2.6.20, the image size was limited to be half of LowMem. So you could not save an image greater than 500 megabytes. It was never bigger. Right now, I upgraded the kernel and suddenly suspend was very slow. So I investigated, I thought, well, somebody broke the disk router. It's slow. No, it was just the image was 3 times as big as before. So actually right now, it's the time to research what is an intelligent way to limit the image size. We can limit it. There is a parameter in the config file where you can limit the image size, but limit it to a fixed size is, we may need to limit it depending on how much is the memory size of the machine and so on. If you have a machine that only has 500 megabytes of RAM, you don't need to limit the image size. But if it has 2 gig, you need to limit it. So,
well, then what happens if you limit the size? I have 1 gigabyte of RAM and I limit the size to 200 megabytes. What will happen?
It actually depends on...
If I can ask you a question?
Yeah.
It will work okay. Maybe it will produce bigger image if it can't get your preferred size, but you will lose your caches and your screen data. That means that when
let's assume that basically I have an application that actually burns all the memory.
Yeah.
Something very big.
That's okay. We will slow the application out,
okay.
And then we will create a small image. That will work okay.
Let's assume the swap is almost full.
Sorry?
Let's assume the swap is almost full.
Then we lose.
If there's not enough,
so
if there's
no to spend.
Well, if you fill your swap and fill your memory, then what should we do?
But
it was the question.
But it's you can't do anything at this point, so.
Yeah, but
can
I'm
just increase the size beyond my calculation.
Actually, I had code for this when we were using the kernel suspend to be able to swap on an additional swap partition before suspend that will be used for suspend. And right now, with user space suspend, that's able to suspend to a swap file also, which is not yet implemented in 10.2. You can do it by hand if you configure it by hand, but I have no tools in the PM utils yet. But then you could actually say, okay, my swap partition is partition foo, but I will suspend to swap file here, and this swap file will only be, I think we need to swap on it before, but it will only be done before suspending, so the risk of it being full already when starting suspend will be pretty low. So this is work in progress, and we're accepting patches from everybody, so it's a problem if you have. Yeah, also, no, these are just if you have use cases, I say it does not work for me because blah blah blah. Go ahead and tell us because it's basically it's working for Pavel and it's working for me. And so we are mostly scratching our own itches to get it to work. But if somebody has a use case that we didn't consider, go ahead and tell us. And it might be that the answer is, well, okay, this is so strange, you can have it, but you have to send a patch. It's always possible. But if enough people tell us we want to do this or we want to do that, and it just doesn't work, the chance is high that we actually start implementing it. Okay, this was the short demonstration. I want to emphasize that it's really important to read that documentation. Just, you get it back. I really try to have it up to date and to have new content as soon as something important is changed in the code. So if you have a problem suspending, or if you have a problem configuring it, just stop by at an.openzuse.org pmutils or at en.openzuse.org s2rum. The s2rum page is, at least by me, more or less considered the official documentation. So even if you're not using OpenSUSE, if no matter what, stop by there and just look if I have added a new workaround. There will be some new stuff added soon, because we have a new idea of how to work around machines that right now do not suspend with the frame buffer. This will be added soon, and then just stop by there, have a short look, maybe in the changelog if something happened, and then if nothing there works, come to the mailing list and ask questions. We have not eaten any babies yet, so probably we can help out pretty many people. There are also some machines that just refuse to work, but you can get many of them not only to suspend but even to resume. So we try our best. Okay. So any other questions? Yeah.
It's more like a point I'd like to make that today at 1 o'clock there's open hardware management discussion yes. in embedded track.
Yes.
It would be possibly beneficial to have people interested in hardware management there.
Yes. I already plan on attending there and going there and listening and working with them together there.
Great.
Yeah?
My girlfriend's got no concept of what RAM and disk are. Shouldn't we call them suspend for suspend to RAM and
yes, it's actually, or? I can. No, it's not. I have to switch to my machine because. Yeah, then. His girlfriend actually has no idea what suspend to RAM and what suspend to disk are, and she doesn't need to because. These tools I have showed you now are, of course, the tools for you who know how to do stuff and you who need to debug it, okay? Your girlfriend doesn't.
One moment. The point is, shouldn't we all be using the same words? Because, for instance, like, most people are using suspend with laminates as the nomenclature.
Yeah, we can argue about that.
What are you arguing?
We can argue about that, but
I'd say this is.
Normal people. The non-geeks will just use an applet, like here where they can either suspend to disk, suspend to RAM if they choose to use this applet, or if they use the GNOME Power Manager, for example, they can do suspend or hibernate. And it is actually a preference of the whoever implements that. And I don't want to put this policy somewhere where I'm not responsible for it. So call it suspend. Suspend to disk is also suspended. It's yeah. I think the people will vote with their clicks.
Okay.
Whatever you. They if we get enough complaints that suspend to RAM is that nobody understands suspend to RAM, maybe we will just drop those two words and we'll just be called suspend. But that's something I'm not too concerned about. To be honest, I'm trying to get it working. And once it works, people will use the front ends for it. That's also for everybody who says, what is he talking about? Why do I need those cryptic command line stuff? You don't need it. You just click on suspend or hibernate or suspend to disk, suspend to RAM, and it also will work just fine. It will be invoked via HAL, but HAL will call this PM suspend and PM hibernate. So this is why I showed this to the hopefully interested audience, so you can. It's easier for debugging to use the bare command line tools and just use PM suspend, PM hibernate, because you are sure nothing is interfering somewhere in between and setting some different options or stuff. So, yeah, we will. History will find out what's like best in this case. Yeah. Come on. Yes, and that's actually the argument we can have for the rest of the day. So,
yes.
that's why I say I won't decide that. I will try to get the mechanism that it works, so that you, whoever is doing the user interface, can decide and he can do what fits his users best, what he thinks fits his users best, and what is demanded, and maybe having some crossover. Having hibernate and with a small pop-up, this suspends your machine to disk. Everybody will be happy with it.
Like, let's stop displaying more.
Yes. Okay. Any more guys?
Yeah, I'm still a bit confused about the existing versions, existing possibilities. This, what you described, just described, was the user space aspect. Right?
What we showed was the user space
aspect. What's this old interface in SIS power state? Is it the legacy or what?
That's the suspend, original suspend.
Yes.
Original SV sus. Original suspend.
And it's okay. Actually still but there.
It should still work, by the
yes,
way.
You yeah. can actually
it's still useful for debugging.
If you look on the PM Utils page, you can still even switch it on. On OpenSUSE, I have a configuration variable where you can say hibernate method, where we already call it hibernate. Hibernate method, kernel or user space. And if you say kernel, then it will use the kernel method. This is okay. Especially for people who have where user space suspend just does not work for some weird reason. I don't think I have a bug report where it did not work. But if you have a machine where you say it doesn't work for me or it does something strange and I don't want it, so you just can set this variable or you can uninstall the suspend package. Then it will automatically fall back. On OpenSUSE, that's quite an important information. The S2 disk and the S2 RAM binaries are contained in a package called suspend. And if you have a machine that you send to a mailing list to be included in the whitelist, it will turn up in a new version of the suspend package. Probably not in the stable released trees, but it will turn up in factory. And I have in the build servers in home sci-fi, there will be regularly builds of the suspend packages too. But if in doubt, just ask on the mailing list, and I will also on demand build packages. If it's needed, but it's not really hard to put it into the variable and to just get it going this way, and with the next released version it will just work out of the box hopefully. Okay, I get the timeout signal, so a last question.
What is the state of collaboration with other desktop distributions, in developers of Suspend from Fedora and Ubuntu, to make sure that the same set of tools is convened upon and the blacklist and whitelist are shared? Because the users expect the same kind of experience from either of the desktop.
We're actually working on moving the question was, is there an effort of getting the whitelist and stuff cross-distro?
But also the core, I mean the same kind of kernel user space support and the tools.
Yeah, so the tools are now used in OpenSUSE, the user space suspend is also, as far as I know, being integrated by Tim Dykstra for Debian. And the Pardus distribution from Turkey also starts using it. I'm trying to get the support for the user space suspend into the PMUtils upstream. And since PMUtils is supposed to be the solution for suspend, resume, hibernate, and also power setting stuff to set the machine to low power, this will hopefully be somewhat cross-distro, and we'll work the same everywhere, hopefully. And this is it takes some time until all distributions pick up the latest code, but I think half a year from now, most of them will...
Isn't one of the methods better than the others? So it's obvious to choose. I mean, why does it take so much time to convene
on
the same set of tools for distro?
Well, you are
asking from Peter, right?
Yeah.
If your distro is too slow to pick up our changes,
no.
Well,
yeah.
That's not our problem.
No, and it's obviously once the user space suspend was there and was made usable by Pavel and by Rafael, I said, okay, for me, clearly, my colleague has done this is the way to go, I'll integrate it. And I tried to push it, and of course, that's probably why in OpenSUSE it was first. Now that it's more mainstream and we made it stable, and everybody said, okay, it works, and it seems to be the way to go. We also want bootsplash support. That's something we did not show today, sorry, but I just did not get to set it up correctly. Everybody wants a bootsplash support, everybody wants a board on backspace and stuff, and the in kernel suspend is just not capable of doing it, and nobody wants to patch this stuff into the kernel. It's just too many things that don't belong there, that can be done otherwise. And so it takes some time until everybody realizes this and sees, okay, this is really usable. Maybe they thought, well, they are crazy putting this unstable stuff into their distribution. And they said, let's wait some weeks until it actually works. And I expect it to be half a year from now to be mainstream. So we're not preventing anybody from using it, and we're actually trying to push it, but it takes some time.
Better solution than the other for everybody thinks theirs is best, and that's why they're not collaborating.
No, it doesn't.
No, I don't think so.
So do you think this is?
I think this is the way to go. There's, and it gives the most of the features. It gives most of the bling for the bug. You get it. It's colored. It's. And everybody wants it. It has the features the people want. It's quite fast, it works, it's not too complicated from the kernel side, so it will be the one that, I hope it will be the one that survives. The big suspend war. Okay. Thank you. And